I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A St. Louis-based relief agency says your morning cup of coffee could be a lifeline for people in East Africa.
Crisis Aid International has launched its own line of hand-picked, single-source, certified organic coffee under its brand, O Coffee. Crisis Aid founder Pat Bradley uses a burr grinder to process this proprietary blend of beans from Ethiopia. The project will help coffee farmers in East Africa in several ways. First, it's direct income from the roaster.
They pay 50 to 70% over the market rate for the farmer. So they're helping him to be able to earn enough income to take care of his family.
Bradley tells Camo X farmers on large co-ops do okay. It's the smaller coffee farmers who struggle to survive.
We've got coffee farmers who are in our feeding programs. And to get in our feeding programs there, you have to have a child that's severely malnourished. And when I say that, I mean that means that that child will die if he doesn't get help. And so we've got coffee farmers who are selling their coffee to well-known names globally, but yet they've got children that are hungry and starving.
Along with providing an income stream, 100% of the profits from sales of O Coffee will go toward Crisis Aid's work. That includes providing food and critical medical care in East Africa. Bradley says resources will also be invested in helping these coffee farmers be more self-sustaining.
So we're going to show them by planting certain crops that they can either eat or sell in the market. They can harvest them 3 or 4 times a year. And so the beauty of this, though, is these crops that we're going to use actually puts nutrients back in the soil that the coffee trees need, so it helps fertilize the coffee trees.
Bradley shares that he has grave concerns about hunger in the coming year.
I was there in September, and I was in one area, and I started looking at the coffee trees, and I didn't see any coffee beans on them. And I asked the guy, so have you guys picked your coffee beans already? He said, no, we have none this year. And I've been there 18 years, and I've not seen that happen before. From what we've heard and saw, a large portion of the coffee crop is ruined, non-existent. So we've seen this in the past, and when that happens, it turns out to be millions of people across the country that are in really desperate need.
O Coffee is sold online. You can even sign up for a subscription. For links to Crisis Aid International and O Coffee, go to KMOX.com. Megan Lynch, St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.